nation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love tonight. I ain't got many friends left to talk to.
This is the worst little podcast in the world. I am joined this week. Well, it's a weird configuration, ladies and gentlemen. We've got interns. We've got Nick, but he's not in the co-pilot seat. No, he's in the band, Roxy Colley. I got our silent partner, Sean, here, but it's Roxy Colley.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, I just can't see you, only in my mind.
It's weird. I can feel your hand on me, but that's a memory.
Me. Right.
I thought it'd be cool because Nick could find out what it's like to be down there for those poor drummers, how we shove them down there like they don't mean anything.
When you're used to being up there, it's kind of a drag.
Do they mean something?
And you've got a crappy mic that's like not like your rad mic.
It sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah, it'll sound better after I fix it.
Yeah, I do prefer the other microphone. Who's on my mic this week?
That would be Sean. So if it smells funny later, it's because of Sean.
Sorry.
Hey, Sean, say hi.
And over the weekend, Hello. Topless Chicks did guitar parts through your mic also. So.
Topless nice. Chicks?
Yes.
Did they awesome. Their Excellent. Boobs on it?
I don't think the boobs touched the mic. They did touch the guitar, but that's not... That's
Are you sure they didn't touch the mic?
You know, I don't know. Cause they,
as the other
the
homo
room.
In this adventure,
yeah,
I
there's,
know.
There's naked boob all over that fucking microphone. You're talking
about. Deal with it.
So.
Awesome. It's like kryptonite.
Awesome.
We can clear that by rubbing your dick on it.
Perfect.
Yes,
I'll
Sean
do that
the Lord Stries here.
Cast use it.
Sean yeah. the Lord Stries here is the silent partner of the show. He makes sure the website's always up and running. And he's the guy that makes sure you can go check out every single episode we have ever published back to day
ever.
One. Because he runs hero. All that. He's awesome like that. It's good to have you in, Sean.
Thanks.
How's the internet?
The internet is alive and well and plotting your doom.
Awesome. Skynet. Is anybody else afraid of Skynet? Raise your
no.
hand.
No,
I'm looking
anything.
Forward to it. Actually,
as a Cylon, I
all
am
hail
not.
The robot overlord.
Yes,
as a Cylon, you are not.
No,
is there an inevitable Cylon Skynet war?
No.
Oh, well, that's not exciting. Yeah.
Everything you ever imagined about nerds is present in Sean.
Yes,
every so. Single thing.
Is Sean yes. our co-host this week up this upstairs? Since I'm in the band,
well, yeah. you're not promoting anything, right?
No, I'm not promoting
So,
anything.
Yeah, he's totally taking
he's
your,
totally
right your spot.
I am,
Step it up.
I am completely unbiased in this
Rad.
Show.
Be at least as dumb as me.
I know those
we'll
are some big shoes
we'll try
to fill.
Really hard.
Like fucking canoes.
All right, cool. I'm going to kick in the back. What'd you do this weekend, Stries?
I ran a game for some of these guys.
What kind of game is that?
It's a Star Trek game that we play with dice.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Oh, also,
you're like
I was,
the Star Trek Dungeon Master?
I am the Star Trek Dungeon Master. You should totally be there, right?
Is it your
I
would story? Like,
I am yeah, I am actually creating the story, yes.
Nice.
I am Janeway in her leather.
Oh, nice. And her mother?
I'm you're leather Janeway?
I am leather Janeway.
I'm in the game, too!
What? What?
I play the game, too!
This nerdy moment brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
Who is also in the game.
Right. And Mr. Danger wanted me to tell you all hello.
What is his character?
Hello.
He is a female Andorian. They are the blue people with the insect
nice.
Antennae.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I play a lot
she
of
She is actually pretty badass, but we haven't actually gotten to a good fight yet, so.
They have four sexes.
That's coming.
He has a pouch, like a kangaroo.
What
yeah, actually, most of the game is here tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
Actually, so everybody roll initiative.
How drunk do you guys get?
Pretty drunk, actually. You cannot play a game without being drunk, Rick. That's like rule number one.
I blew up.
It's also rule numbers
Rory
two through
seven. Exploded their starship last night, everybody.
How many were killed?
You shouldn't drink and drive.
Nobody. I was a nice GM and did not allow them all to die.
You tried pretty hard to kill my rat.
I did try really hard to kill your rat, and
all
unfortunately,
right, well,
you
right now.
Foiled me and saved it.
Right.
This is a really interesting conversation. I wish I could hear it over the gusting wind of the tundra.
Oh, it's cold.
It's cold in here. Sorry, Stries, but as technical conversations are banned, so is nerd gameplay.
Oh.
Yeah. Despite the fact that most of us are here.
Somebody asked me a question. I gave an answer. It's not my fault. It devolves into conversation.
Is that all you did all weekend?
I also mopped my floors because I dodged it. And it was rainy a little bit and the sprinklers and they completely wrecked the house.
So. And by dog sit.
Yes.
So wrong.
You what can did... pay me to do that.
Rick, can you elaborate?
On having sex with dogs?
No.
No,
that's not
I didn't know
that
that's
was.
What we were talking about.
I was making a euphemism.
Bad.
Rick, how was your weekend?
Wow, Rick, you're just really...
I have 600 samples. How did I know that you were going for the blow choke sound? I'm thinking, like, what would Riku say about that? I don't know.
That's one of your go-tos, though.
Yeah, or, you know, like...
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
That's what... I don't know. Because they're dogs, they get a pee everywhere, you know?
It's very sterile. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, all right.
There was like eight different directions I could have gone. I was totally lost. Well, and then the idea of Sean blowing the dogs never crossed my mind.
I'm glad. I apologize. Dude, you just put that in my head.
I was not suggesting he was blowing dogs. I was suggesting it's a euphemism for, you know, meeting at the rest stop.
Listeners,
come on,
I have to go.
Come on, Rick. You
dog
know
sit. You
listeners,
know.
Please stick around. The music's going to be great.
Anonymous sex. Yeah. Hi, welcome to Where's a Little Podcast, where it's dick jokes, then music. We don't care about the music. It's all about the dick joke.
I heard there's interns
out the gate
beer.
With dog fucking.
Oh, intern, there are interns. We need beer. A beer in Studio A.
Rad.
Just grab the Oli box and bring it.
You know why this is Studio A? It's Studio A for awesome.
It's actually the smallest room of all the studios, so it should be like C.
And there's no damn bed
in
here.
Studio A because I am in it currently. And your room is Studio
B. Is the beer down in
B.
in the fridge?
Yeah.
Because B is for number two.
It's an Oli box.
The Oli box.
Yeah, Oli box. Just bring the whole thing up.
Our intern has been expressing desire to actually be on mic once in a while.
No, not yet. Okay.
Far too soon.
He needs to do 100 push-ups every month.
Where is Evil Rick? Fake Rick.
Oh, Fake Rick was really sick all weekend. And so he called and he gave me the out.
Story.
He texted me and said, I will be there if you need me, but I've been sick all weekend. Is there any way I could stay home?
I'm going to still mark him down for the week. It's an excused absence, but it's still an absence.
You're a rotten, mean father. You never give me anything I want.
Shut up.
All right, here comes the intern. Shut up.
Here comes the intern. Let's see. Is he?
Act like we all right.
All right. We. Nope. He spent too much time in the room. He hasn't gone away like a monkey.
You know, he has a podcast as well.
Oh,
would
yeah.
You like a beer? He does have a podcast.
Does he promote us on it?
He could have had a beer, but he closed the door. Quick.
I haven't heard the episode since. Well. I've only heard early episodes before.
Oh, what kind is it? Is it like ours or what's it like?
It's mostly a show about bitching. That's the theme of it.
You can give it a plug, but he may not speak on mic.
No, do they bitch
what's
about
the name
people
of it?
That bitch? Or
it's called Grilled Onions.
Okay. Right.
And it's available on iTunes.
So, all right, we will be checking out Grilled Onions in the next week or two.
It's very well produced. It sounds fantastic.
Coming back with a review of it.
Yeah,
whether or not it's worth your time,
and it's interesting and they're funny and Grilled Onions. The whole point is with the things that piss them off. So when you think like Jesus, is all they do, bitch. That's the show. That's what you're.
What really grinds my gears?
Exactly. What grills my onions? Exactly.
It's not a good band name though. You got to figure if you put it on the marquee, like on a casino, people would just think it was something they were serving.
Yeah.
And tonight, Grilled Onions.
Get more
much, like
in.
The, much like the free beer phenomenon, but with less effect.
Leftover salmon.
That's the best name ever. Free beer. Dude, on the marquee, people just come running in.
I'm sorry. How old are you, and is this the first time you've run across this
joke? It's a band called Free Kitten.
Wow. And I'm way old.
I think there's
one. Yeah, you're older than me, I think.
Oh, TBA. All kinds of shit.
Yeah.
I learned that joke.
Dude, really?
In the 70s, man.
Dude, you weren't even born in the 70s, were you?
Yes.
Oh?
Dude, you guys are not that 70s. Much difference in age.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old is Steven?
46.
Okay, yeah, you're
yeah, we're all
there.
The same
yeah,
age.
Yeah, we're all 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not in my 40s. We're not all the same age.
You're almost there.
You're not in your 40s there. Yet?
No,
I'm not either.
You
yet.
Are hella young.
I've got like two more years.
You're a hot young piece.
Two more years to get to your cut.
And that year counts.
By the time I get there, you'll be 50.
Your eyes get open in your 40s.
Well, you leave your douchebag 30s.
Well, thank God.
Is what happens.
I don't know. I'll say that's true because I've been drinking a lot harder in my 40s to keep them shut.
But I watch too many shows that have drinking as their mainstay, and then I find myself wanting to drink.
Is the house shaking?
Like California Cake?
You know, I feel that too.
Why is the house
Archer's
shaking?
Archer's the worst one.
It's the...
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah, why is the house
why
shaking?
Why is the house shaking?
It happened once before. Nobody said anything.
I don't know.
I know. Like it was during the open. I couldn't say anything then.
Yeah, what's going on? Slightly disconcerting.
That is okay.
Yeah, this does not seem like. That is,
are we gonna die?
Is like it's Zool just... like humping your house?
Why is he doing that?
It's the washing machine on the spin cycle.
Seriously?
A housewife's dream.
Wow.
The washing machine works. It works
anywhere
perfectly.
You go. Oh, it's spin cycle. Find a doorway.
Oh my god! Right.
Oh my god.
Glad we're not playing a song.
Do your clothes get super clean?
The funny thing is, though, on all the recordings I've ever done when it's happened, it doesn't show up on any of the mics. So we'll find out with this many mics running all at once if it's terrible. So if the audience can't hear this, then I'm going to be like, fuck. But when we've done like vocals or guitars or anything, it never makes
audience,
a difference.
So audience, let us know, because you're so great on feedback and contacting us. The Worst Little Podcast page on Facebook.
And since we're broadcasting live, call in right now.
Yeah, you know, call us.
And if you can't hear the show, call us and let us know.
You don't have to
pick on
me forever.
Well, yeah. Please contact like the program director if you cannot hear the show. Our webmaster will get right on it.
We should get a phone that's just for that. So, like, people could...
There are people in the community who know my phone number and know that they can call my phone number. I'm waiting for them to call.
Sucks.
I'm going to suggest maybe at least 2 people who work in the radio, 3 people who are in bands, one of which who's also in a bar and might have just left for a European tour, Dave Massoud.
Do you like her?
You could all fucking call me on a Monday, but you never do.
I'd like to just throw something out to any Joe who wanted to fucking call us and be like, you guys are fucking jerk-offs, you know? That'd be fucking great.
Yeah, I just don't want those people to have my phone number.
Right, that's why we need to get another phone.
You gotta get like a Google Voice number or something.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna get some music here in just a minute.
The house stopped shaking.
Speaking of Dave Massoud and the Vampirates, they just left on their European tour this
Fuck
week.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we will be getting regular check-ins, possibly even phone calls from them, but more than likely just emails and pictures that we will try to share both with you on air and on the website. So please check in with us for Vampire Tour updates.
I love pictures on radio.
And hopefully this time they will not get stopped in any country for being terrorists.
Hopefully.
That'd be nice.
It's happened.
They really do look like terrorists on the website, dude.
Well, Chris with his sunglasses and his big old like beard-faced man, monkey man.
You might as well be. Yeah, you might as well
tell him
be
to get blue eye contacts. What the fuck you call him? Contacts. Blue.
Yeah. You might as well carry around Play-Doh with a
timer
on it.
He wears big rock star Hollywood sunglasses.
As long as you have blue eyes.
Shit.
Blue eyes.
Germany.
Blue eyes.
Yeah.
You like blue eyes?
Do you need the mice?
No. I like
action. Studio.
Other way.
All right. Let's have some music now.
Yes.
You guys ready? All right.
Do it.
So this band, Roxy Colley, are the lovely personages of Margie Ford, Pat Ray, Steve...
Hang me.
Baron,
that's what I thought. Damn it.
John
Cornell and Nick Ramirez. They are a super group of Reno talent.
Super.
Hang me?
Yes, we're doing Hang Me.
Well, then else, damn thing.
We are doing a song called Hang Me.
I'm your star.
I was so excited because I love all of you, and this is fucking rad.
You've never seen them?
No, I never get out of the house. I'm always recording. I haven't had a day off in 3 months, so I couldn't ever come to anything. So I'm so glad you played my house.
No, that
we're glad too, Rick.
That's the song that haunted me for days after the first time I heard them.
And
the signature song, right?
You
there.
Used the word gossamer. I love that. But then I found out gossamer was really like tiny spider webs from a million baby spiders.
Yeah.
And then recently I had spider mites on a plant, and I was all, that's gossamer, and it's a sign of infestation. Really.
Literally
it's not.
Gossamer, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of gross and not angelic at all.
Or like baby hairs it's are just described upsetting. As gossamer baby flyaway hairs.
But then you imagine the kid's head covered in baby spiders.
Yeah.
Like going in their ears, and the kid's like swatting at them.
Or like those little like spider mounds where you poke it, and like just thousands of spiders run away.
I found giant carpenter ants on the side of the house today, and I was mortified.
Oh,
and those
no.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, they're.
Make them build you something.
Like altars.
Give them a
altars
job.
Altars to me as a god.
Why not? Dude, us fly fishermen love those things.
Yeah, there's. So come get some. They're on the side of my house, everybody. The fence is open.
There you go,
gates
Steve.
Open.
Huh? There you go. Go get them.
Get some bait.
Fly fishermen, I tie in imitations of said insects.
You could be doing the real thing.
You could be
doing
the real thing. Why
no? There's a gentlemanly craft.
Exactly.
It's scrapbooking for men who like whiskey.
So you're
thank you. It could not have been any better.
That makes sense.
The art of making lures is like scrapbooking for men who like whiskey.
But your bait has to be vegan? I don't understand.
No,
synthetic. Preferably.
Because he likes making them.
It's string and bits of cloth and twine and metal little things that'll
feathers.
Stir.
And it's manly arts and crafts.
So you have the little thing where you make stuff with the magnifying glass and the...
Fuck yeah.
Oh, you're so rad.
And sewing needles and...
Dude,
and,
I have the magnifying glass and I use reading glasses because I'm old as fuck.
And this is so much cooler than your guys' stupid Star Trek game, I just gotta say.
Oh my God. Now I have a question. When you make those...
I'm so disappointed in you, Rick.
Steve, do you go fishing with them?
Of course, that's the only reason I tie.
Right, and then when you go fishing with them, when the fish eats it and you catch a fish, do you get to reuse it after that?
Oh yeah,
you got to dig it out of the mouth with needle nose pliers.
Oh yeah, you take pride in certain lures that are very successful.
See, so that's
I take
that's
a lot
why.
Of pride in torching fish,
dude.
Bringing them out of the water, which would be equivalent to you eating a cheeseburger with a hook in your mouth, and the fish shoves your face in the water.
My dad.
So vice versa. And I don't know.
My
dad. I let him go.
You let them go, right?
Oh my God, now I'm imagining, fish.
Yeah. You don't
like
eat
fishing
them.
For humans.
When my dad would
they're
do that.
They're humaning.
The hook would be deep inside the mouth, and my dad would stick a needle's bar and rip the hook backwards with the barb out of the inside of the mouth. And while he was doing that, the fish would wriggle horribly in pain.
Yeah.
And my dad would say, it's okay, they don't feel it. And I'm all, the fuck they don't. The fuck they don't.
It's like, yes.
Did you ever see?
Come on.
Did you ever see where the hook takes the eye out?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. From the inside?
Yeah.
It just. Oh, no.
Man.
Pops
don't
it right
hate.
Out.
You
don't
ever,
hate.
You ever seen a fish hook get caught like
in
a human eye cavity?
No, but I read a story and it was god awful from Costa Rica.
I didn't see it either, and that's why it hurt so much. No, my sister flung back with her fucking fishing pole.
No.
And the hook caught me right on the edge of my eye. I mean, it didn't get stuck in deep or anything, but
you're right.
I was only like 9 or 10. I was freaked out.
Oh, my God. And you couldn't even masturbate to make yourself feel better because that's a sin.
Well, he was only 9 at that time.
I bet he did anyways.
That was
podcast listeners didn't hear that Rory was talking about not being allowed to jump off.
Yeah, wait, that's a previous conversation.
I didn't mean to bring
it
call
back
from.
Way to ruin the illusion of the show, Rick.
Well, I talked about Rory jerking it.
Well, it was a good callback
if we had recorded that.
Part. Right.
Yeah. Jerking it as a young teenager, which made Rick uncomfortably turned on.
But flating dogs was
uncomfortable for
on
you,
the podcast.
That was
right?
Actually,
I don't think he was uncomfortable at all.
If I need to call back to flating dogs, that's on the table.
Torturing fish and sucking off dogs has been covered, so let's move on.
Do another song.
Hey, Nick, what do you want to talk about? What is your favorite thing about Roxy Colley?
Oh, my favorite thing about it is that...
The singer.
Aw, you guys.
I think my favorite thing is that we have a good work ethic. and that we get shit done pretty quick. And John's a genius, and Margie's voice is phenomenal. And I love everybody in the band.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
Well, Margie's voice is obviously phenomenal, but what do you mean by John's a genius? Please,
have you met John?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm asking softball fucking interview
questions.
I think
it's almost annoying how smart he is.
He can write a song really fast about the craziest subjects. And
he is a cordy son of a bitch, though, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pisses Steve off a lot.
And then he's like, I'll play it on guitar or keyboard, whatever you want me to do. And
I wasn't allowed to use chords and big remote, so I'm like getting it out of my system right now.
And Steve's like, that might work on the keyboard, faggot, but the guitar is a different instrument.
They're all just general chords. I mean, they're not difficult. There's just a shit ton of them.
And they change
in odd
a lot.
Places. Yeah. But once you catch on to them, they are brilliant.
My biggest takeaway from being in a band with John is we'll be like practicing a song, and I'll have like a bass line I came up with, and I'll be like, so John, am I playing this too loud or too soft or some question like that? And instead of answering that question, he'll be like, instead of that thing that you came up with, play this really crazy thing that I'm playing on my keyboard right now.
Play this totally other thing that I just thought of while we were standing here.
But it always works, and I'm always grateful that he does.
And you don't know if you're loud or quieter.
I still have no idea.
Said,
yeah.
Jesus.
But I sound good either way.
Mm-hmm. That's what counts.
Yeah,
and you've been coming along quick, dude. You got good fast, you know?
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
sorry, Pat.
Yeah.
Well, you too, Nick. You've been drumming, like 4 years?
Well, whenever we started Candy Shop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that was 4 years ago. I should be a lot better for
4 years.
You don't play so loud and hard anymore.
I'm trying to get to where they are.
Just on the bongos where it counts, Nick.
What do you mean? You are there.
I try to play to what the song calls for now and have more dynamics.
Yeah. I'm trying to get there. Hold out with me, please.
So, Roxy Carr.
You're a fucking badass, dude.
You're amazing.
You're the rainbow.
The
rainbow?
Yeah.
You put
all the flavor
on. Rainbows?
A little rainbow. I might be.
Like Jimi Hendrix rainbow, dude.
Dude, no way. Jeez. Stick your tongue out.
So, Roxy Colley, you've been together for a few years, right?
No. Like less than
a
year.
Months?
Like 6 months?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was October.
Yeah,
not long, no.
How's the scene been treating you? How's this reception been?
Incredibly well.
Everyone's been super awesome to us.
Do you guys just have to show up a little bit more aggressively?
Is that a call for warm bodies in the audience?
Well,
I'm just throwing it out there in the data sphere.
Well, Saturday we had a show, and it wasn't as well attended as we would have liked, but it was that Scally Cats thing was going on.
Right.
Oh, but dude, Amsterdam.
And I was still painfully hungover from my own first Friday the night before, so I do apologize for not having attended.
You guys missed Amsterdam.
Painfully hungover.
Yeah, they were great.
Dude, they were awesome.
Yeah, they were really good.
The entire country?
No,
they're from Seattle.
All 800,000 of them, right? Yeah.
And they were high as fuck.
Fuck yeah, they were.
The band was actually not. But
yeah, no, but yeah.
But if we had had the entire Netherlands, I don't think we would have worried about the attendance.
That's a good point. No one from Reno's here. Not to be completely superficial, but from the pictures, the singer of Amsterdam looks smoking.
Yeah.
She's cute.
She's attractive.
She's cute, yeah.
She's a comely
really
lass.
Super nice.
And very nice. They were all so nice. Yeah. They were real nice. Yeah. And they were a lot of fun.
And the guitar player and I switched picks, because that's what guitar players
is
do.
Is that a thing?
Told you we were a rainbow.
I'm starting it.
Oh.
I like it. It's a thing now. I like it. It's a good thing.
Those guys are homosexuals.
But I will say,
hey, be careful when you share pics. You know, you could get musically transmitted diseases.
Nothing happened.
After we docked our pics, we went out back and shared a beer.
Pick docking.
We're talking about your dice rolling game.
He's
not even in our game.
No, it's not. It goes away with some cream. It's fine.
But yeah, anyway, everyone's been really awesome to us, and we're having a lot of fun.
Right on.
Well, do more.
Let's have another song. Yeah.
What's the next song, John?
It's The Play I Wrote For You, and I'm going to have to go 4-3-2 for Pat because I can't point at him three times.
You wrote a play for us?
No.
It's the name of the song.
That's not correct. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. It's not actually a play I composed for Rory Dowd last night.
But if you did, make sure I injure my hand sometime in Act 2. Yeah.
And Act 3.
It's actually the beginning of the song. Here we go. 4-3-2.
Thank you. That was rad. That was very nice. Very nice.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very, very melancholy and pretty.
I think you guys may be my new favorite local band.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you.
That's an official thumbs up from Strice of the Worst Little Podcast.
A previous band. Oh, who was it? I think it was Mike Reed, but he was over here and he looked on my equipment and he was all, "You have a fucking Roxy Colley sticker? I thought I was so cool that I had that before anybody else, and I look up on your shit and there's already one there, like it's always been there." I was all, "Yeah, I'm kind of in the know." So,
and shout out to Felix Danger for that sticker.
I've had one on my mic bag for quite some time now, and my guitar case.
Yeah, Felix Danger design.
You know what I got this weekend? I got a Black Dahlia's t-shirt and a DVD, also cover designed by
Black
Felix.
Black Dahlia's, what's that?
That's a Travis Calvert film.
Travis Calvert?
Local...
You mean local filmmaker Travis Calvert?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And local celebrity, you know, bar scenester people, Nikki Knuckles, Sophia Shorts, John Frederick, one of our old interns for a day, and musician,
and
actor extraordinary.
And mind behind
Dave
Massu,
previously
theater.
Mentioned. He was
also
in it.
Hot as Balls.
Yeah. And I forget everybody, but it's pretty cool.
It's a biker movie.
Yeah, it's a biker short. It's
so we can just get this somewhere.
It's kind of like Russ Meyer style, but really like condensed into 10 minutes. You know.
So can we just see it somewhere? What do we do?
I don't know. I'd hit up Travis Calvert.
Calvert on the.
If you're friends with Sophia or Nikki, I'm sure they probably know what to do.
Travis is out there and easy to find. He's an award-winning filmmaker and writer that won a contest last year that was hosted by Kevin Spacey and Jameson's that I forget the name of.
Right. Adrian Brody starred in his movie.
Yes, and Adrian Brody was in his movie.
That's so cool.
Travis, like, kind of the real deal, kids, you know, so check it out. Like, support his stuff now and he'll get big and maybe you'll be in his movie in the future.
You'll be all, I have this old movie.
Right?
The Black Dahlia's.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Remember that
cool
one?
Design
no,
too.
I have it.
Anyway.
Plus, they're so nice, he and Amelia. They're so nice.
Yeah. They're sweet.
Totally good people. Good. They're good for the scene. Good for the
yes,
scene. Yes, good job.
Absolutely.
No, they're good folks. I like them a lot.
And if Kevin Spacey likes it, shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Dirty cocksucker.
Hey, there's no rumors that the pump was
there's
used
no
that
confirmation
night.
On that either way.
Oh, have you seen that fucking Him as the President show?
Oh, you know he's gay.
Oh, my God. He sucks more dick than... Oh, never mind.
He goes either way.
Right. Than you.
He'll fuck...
Yeah, no, I never get to say
that. Didn't have any hang-ups like that.
It's been
Rick,
so long since
know?
I had a dick in my mouth, I just don't even know what it's like anymore.
Well Rick, talk to me after the podcast. Business.
Right? Just for a minute.
There's plenty
like
around.
God, it's been so long.
Just it's like riding a bike. You got to make sure you can still do it.
Yeah.
True story involving Rick and a bike and me. Who hadn't been on one, it's not as easy after a long
it
time.
It wasn't like riding a bike at all.
wait, was this as he was prepping to get ready for the bike gang initiation?
Yes, actually.
Are we talking about a bike?
Honestly, a bicycle.
So many years ago, Rick, Sean, and I, and a number of the other folks, including the lovely Mrs. Danger, were in a bicycle
club. We were
going to
be a bike gang.
My name was Rusty.
And I'm Zephyr, the cool one.
And Rick was Spanky.
no explanation needed.
That's awfully fitting.
What was Jessica?
But we would, the things I wanted to call her.
Now stop!
Oh, snap.
You know, these sound more
no,
like My
they
Little
were,
Pony
they were just
names
very silly,
names.
Silly names.
They just, yeah, Johnny,
well,
I think you're right.
We would ride our mountain bikes on the Steamboat Ditch Trail once a month in the summertime when there was a full moon at night, and it was really magical
so
and awesome.
It's like riding in a dream.
It is.
You don't even have to be stoned.
Every
yeah.
single
awesome.
Person
one
in Reno needs
cool,
to go out and do this.
Coolest experiences.
And you would think it would be scary and no lights, just by the light
just
of
the moon.
It's fucking amazing. Yeah.
You know, there has to be like not a lot of clouds anyway. It has to be the right night for it. But you'd think at night you wouldn't be able to see the rocks on the road, but because it's all this pale blue reflected white light thing, the rocks are literally as quote unquote clear as day.
And so if any hot guys want to go do that with me, let me know. I'm down.
I don't have a bike.
And go find the hole in the wall.
See, that's that. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Any hot guys? Rick and I will be on the trail at the next full moon.
There's actually
we'll beat you up at the porta potty with the holes
there's
in the side.
Actually, a spot on the Steamboat Ditch Trail called the Hole in the Wall, and it's a hole that's been drilled through the side of the mountain to let
the
water over from Verdi.
Yeah. It's from exactly.
That's like a badass little thing. Have you been there?
Yeah, no, we were just you left the room while we talked. We used to ride that trail by moonlight.
Beer's just for rent.
He left the room, missed the show, and he's not talking into his mic.
Dude, yeah, that's our like beer. Beer is just for rent, okay. Fuckers. I'm sorry.
Oh, you had to pee. I get it.
Oh, why speaking of, I didn't understand what that meant.
Oh, I couldn't find my sample quick enough.
Oh, then shower action.
No.
Are we beerless?
No, I'm pretty steady. There's
do you know?
It just goes right.
Do you know what that means, Steven?
Yes.
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Nick is one of the few people that I allowed to
read you dictionary.
I'm sorry, Steve.
No, it's cool, dude. Because you actually say it. I don't know why it doesn't rug me. Rug me? Doesn't rub me wrong.
What are you even saying?
He's
I don't
been
understand.
Steve
beer.
Is losing
long
the
day.
Powers of speech.
That is not.
Steven got up early to work today.
Entirely true.
It's been a long day.
4:30.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Dude.
I worked 9.5 hours, went home, and threw on this shirt for all you
it's
puckers.
A lovely
thank you.
Shirt.
We love it.
It says, warning, genitals.
Because I am a dick.
For those of you listening at home.
You must feel right at home here.
I know. There's only like 2 females in the whole house.
Who should
are super
we,
nice.
It's a good thing it's not wartime.
Sean, Rick,
uh-oh.
Nick, Sean.
All right, settle down.
Is it time for the quiz?
I think it might be.
Are we?
I think it might be.
No, or
let's
do, you want
do a condensed version if we do, because we've all taken it, man.
Yeah, that's so true.
I think we all have.
Who hasn't? Yep.
Word.
Everybody's
been on the show.
Have all taken.
Yeah, we have been on
damn.
The show.
Except is there anything that we
Streisand
just
on the show?
New questions?
I've been on the show.
You guys have to start reaching.
No,
out.
No, I can do a condensed just new questions.
This
version.
Is in fact
Nick,
wait,
you
let's
might
do that.
Have taken
third
some
time.
Of these. So,
all
right.
So. Okay. Let me pull. It. Rick, can I have some condensed music?
As you wish, nice. Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, it's time for the quiz. See how I'm already condensed here. All right, Sean. In a fight, who wins, a donkey or a walrus?
The elephant.
I'm going for the walrus.
I was also going to say walrus.
Myself.
And Nick, you'll be eaten.
I'm going to go donkey.
Donkey. Okay.
Wait, what about John?
Walrus.
Oh, shit.
It's
sorry,
so easy
John.
To forget him.
No, it's because Sean's here, and he's a host, and he's taking the quiz. My math's off. Okay.
Jesus.
John?
Yeah, I
donkey went, or walrus?
I went with walrus.
You are correct, sir.
Thank you.
Say, John, if you were being led to the gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit, which comedian would you prefer it to be?
Daniel Tosh.
Oh, we haven't had that. That's a great one.
That's an excellent answer.
That's a really good answer.
Steve.
Red Fox.
Ooh.
Also very good.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you're going to go, Elizabeth, you're coming.
Let Elizabeth know you're going to be there in like 5 minutes.
Bill Hicks.
Ooh, that'd be sad.
I'm going to represent for the ladies. I'm going to say Margaret Cho.
Yeah.
She'd be funny.
Margaret Cho in a clown suit.
I'm going to go with Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, ooh, well, that is that's just historically ironic and weird.
He's the most bonable of the comedians mentioned.
Well, I was just thinking.
Did
since
you say the most vulnerable
like
or the most bonable?
Bonable.
To explain the question, there's a Jerry Lewis movie that no one will ever see until he's dead called The Day the Clown Cried, in which he plays a clown that leads children, Jewish children, to the gas chamber. It is under lock and key until he dies.
That's insane.
And the reason why it was never released is because he watched the finished product and said, this sucks. I'm never going to release. It was Jerry himself that said, this didn't turn out the way I wanted it to.
And it was his idea, his project. Like,
so when you think about all the fucked up, think about all the fucked up shit he did put out, this is worse than all of that.
Wow.
And in which, yes, he leads people to the gas chamber dressed as a clown.
Dude, he entertained me my whole, like, adolescent life.
I'm gonna say Jerry Lewis.
Dude, yeah, he really actually came up with leading a class.
Well, you knew that, Nick.
No, I'm gonna go with Jerry Lewis, I think.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nick also likes shit.
I want to get like closer to the real idea and have him do it.
Nick, right now, who is your celebrity crush for a road trip?
Oh, my wife.
Nice. Good answer. That's always a good answer.
Safe. She is a local celebrity.
Yes, that she totally does count. John, you're on a cross-country road trip with your celebrity crutch. Who's in the buddy movie with you?
Can I have a non-Mormon version of Lindsay Sterling?
Yes.
I don't even know who that is, so sure.
Thank you.
Steve? Cross-country road trip, convertible, like Thelma and Louise shit. Who's the celebrity on your buddy movie?
Your celebrity crush, right?
Well, yeah.
Or just someone fun?
Who would you want to like hang out with on a road trip across the country?
It's a long time.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's hard.
Like, your crush could be fun.
I'm going to have to pick my very first favorite porn star, since this is just fantasy, and that would be Madison from 82 to 86, and then she got out and found God.
Oh,
do you want her pre or post God?
Dude, that girl can pleasure herself better than anybody I've ever seen.
That way.
And I ask all women. It sucks.
Oh, my God.
I have to say, I've seen other people pleasure themselves better.
No. Madison, come on. I judge all women on that.
I've she doesn't even have a dick. Pleasure it's themselves. Not even as fun to watch.
Rated them. I've never been like B minus.
I mean, is she a squirter, like hitting cars out in traffic?
No. It's just.
Do you really want that the whole way across the country, or just
dude,
like before you leave?
It was
you
know what
I
mean?
Okay, all right, dude. I mean, moving along. That's your answer. We're sticking with it, Pat.
It's one of the Johns from They Might Be Giants.
Either one?
Which one? Yeah.
Let him take
both. I guess I would prefer Linnell, but I'll settle for Flansburgh.
I would prefer Linnell as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Rick.
I'll go with the Flans.
Especially if he brings his accordion.
Oh. Looking at those fucked
Margie,
up teeth the whole show.
Yes. Who's in the car next to you?
I'm going to go with Benedict Cumberbatch because I think he's cute.
Oh, yeah.
I'm British.
And probably an excellent conversationalist.
I would think so.
Is it kind of
Sean?
And a very giving lover.
I hope
Hi.
So.
I would like to... Is it in the side, like the passenger seat or the trunk?
The trunk?
Well, that's a telling
Depends
answer.
On what kind of movie.
Yeah.
The trunk
either
isn't
way,
really a buddy movie.
Either way.
That's like hiding dead people.
You guys are like really into weird S&M shit.
Well, that may or may not be me. I'm going to go with Steve Grand because I'd like to put him in my trunk.
Who?
Steve Grand.
Who is that?
He is a country singer that like self-financed his debut because that's how it's done these days.
Sean Who? Likes the tight jeans.
Who? Does he have a lot of
Grand.
Money?
No.
He's just hot as balls, right?
He is super hot.
Okay.
Sean, how often do you pleasure yourself?
At least once a day.
Margie?
I don't know, a couple times a week lately.
Does it ebb and flow throughout the year?
Well, it depends on how busy I am.
Right?
You know?
Totally.
What's going on in my life?
Pat?
Well, since I've been unemployed, I think my average has probably gone up to like 3 times a day.
18 times a day.
Hire this man soon before he hurts himself.
Steve?
He's going to break a wrist.
Average of 1 to 2, depending on...
How busy
mood.
You are.
Mood.
1 to 2 a day?
Where do you have the time, man?
John?
I don't have any children.
Yeah, I had a baby.
Oh, yeah, you have a baby. You haven't seen that. It might have turned to dust for
it used
all
to
you
be
know.
Like 4 times a day, and now I think I still have a penis.
Nick?
Well, pretty much when my wife's not at home.
So every time I see her over here, you're jacking it?
If I'm at home.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's an excellent answer.
Nick, where would you haunt?
Dogwater Studios.
Yes!
Yeah.
Woo!
Good answer. Good answer, Nick. Steve, where would you haunt?
For God's sakes, women.
All right. Well, I'll come back to Steve. Pat.
Thank you.
Pat, where would you haunt upon your death?
First place that pops in my mind is Jub Jub's.
Yes.
Nice. Also an excellent answer.
Yeah, he gets more of a honk.
Margie.
Oh, man, I don't know. Wherever I died, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like a toilet.
An ornithologist office or something.
All right, well, how about... Okay.
She's haunting in the toilet. Haunting in the toilet.
All right, okay, okay. No, Buckingham Palace. There we go. There's
nice.
A good answer.
All right, okay. Sean, where is Lord Strice? Where would you haunt?
As the nerdiest person in this room, I'm going to say the International Space Station.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a dude in a gorilla suit chasing his fellow astronauts on the International Space Station recently.
And there was a dude who played the David Bowie song there, too.
Oh, yeah.
And John, where would you haunt
black
upon
dudes
your
up
demise?
There too, right?
I would haunt Pat Ray's car and just make comments on his driving.
You're the reason the Rwanda genocide happened, John.
You.
Oh, wow. Well, John wins that round. All right, let's get a move to the rapid-fire questions with one of my favorite new ones. John, Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Simmons.
Nick.
Rip Taylor.
Steve.
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
Richard Simmons.
Rip Taylor.
Yeah, good, good. That is the correct answer.
Dude, Rip Taylor is the best.
I don't know who that is. Who's Rip Taylor?
The guy with the mustache and the confetti.
He was on
the guy with the confetti.
Hey! Wig. He always has a wig on. Toupee.
Was he a Jackass?
For what?
He was in the Jackass movie as an old man.
I like Richard Simmons.
He was very popular in the 70s and on Hollywood Squares.
All right, rapid.
Rapid fire. Puke or diarrhea?
Puke.
Oh, man. Puke, I guess.
Puke.
Diarrhea. I hate puking.
Nick?
I gotta go for both.
John?
always diarrhea.
Always.
Always. I feel like puking is more satifying.
John, I'm going to make that the title of your memoirs.
Sucks.
Thank you.
You feel so better, so much better afterwards.
John,
I feel cleaned. I feel totally cleaned out after a good diarrhea bout.
Okay, rapid fire here. Peanut butter or jelly, John?
Eh, peanut butter.
Nick?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
I will break consensus and go with jelly.
He's a dick like that.
Sean, you're the reason democracy doesn't work.
Gay or...
I also hate peanut butter.
Pearl Jam.
Gay or ginger, Sean?
Can I be openly ginger?
Openly ginger, yes. Margie. Gay or ginger?
Gay.
Oh, ginger.
I don't even understand the goddamn
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh,
red hair. Yeah,
oh,
totally.
Gay.
Yeah.
Totally gay. Absolutely gay.
Oh, red hair.
I misunderstood the question.
Nick. God. Hello.
Nick.
I don't have a problem with
Jesus.
Either one.
Steven, you list too much to be this homophobic.
Look at all the inclusive.
I'm not. I'll be a gay redhead.
John.
Or I'll do a gay
I
redhead.
Have a problem with
Dude,
redheads.
A
gay
so
redhead
girl.
I know some gay redheads.
I swear to God.
Okay. John, pot or beer?
Beer.
Nick?
A pot.
Steve?
Dude, I'm a junkie to both.
Okay, Pat?
Beer.
Margie?
Wine.
Sean?
Nice.
I can't believe you have to ask this question, but as your best friend, pothead, that you made a pothead.
Allegedly, maybe in the past, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a fine, upstanding citizen, sir. Rick, help me out here.
Circumcised or not?
There you go. Circumcised or not?
I actually like uncut.
Margie?
Which do you prefer? It doesn't matter.
As long as it's
natural. As long as it's as long as there are no
It's long and strong and trying to get the friction on.
My preference for others?
No, yourself.
Myself, I am circumcised.
But is that your preference?
No, it's not. I think it's
Steve?
Horrible.
Every guy wants what they don't have.
Not me. I'm glad I'm cut.
I just wish we could decide, and by the time we could decide, it really hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut it when I'm a baby what and about I don't John? Remember.
John?
Traumatized me.
Oh, yeah, I am circumcised, but I'd rather not be because the dick sweaters get uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you get that crazy.
It's true. It's really true.
Yeah, but you get that crazy, like, fungus that shit can grow inside.
Not if you clean yourself.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
John, 1970.
Have you met somebody with a white chromosome?
Wait.
Who's uncut
here? They don't clean themselves
here?
Very often.
They do.
Raise
they do
your hand
they're
on
trying
the podcast.
I'm downstairs. It's the only time, but.
Dude, I'm sorry. I mean. Unless
Pat, are
like,
you going to say? Are you going to stand for this? Come on.
No, it's very rapid, guys.
I was distracted by Rory's fiddling here.
Oh, shit.
So, John, 1970s or 1870s?
1870s.
Sean?
The 1870s.
Dude, I'm a woman. 1970s. Come on.
1970s.
1970s. We got skateboarding.
And Nick?
1970s.
Okay.
Darn you futurists.
Skateboard or bicycle, Nick?
Bicycle, unfortunately.
Bicycle.
Like what we know how to ride?
Answer the damn question.
Skateboard?
Skaters sort are hotter.
John?
A bicycle.
Okay. I'm done.
I'm done too.
Okay. That was the quiz. I'm going to give the award to Nick.
What?
Nick Why? Never gets to win the quiz,
oh,
and he was
true.
Actually
Aww,
quite entertaining today and on point.
Yeah, but John's answers were better, but...
Well,
John's answers
I concede. Give it to John.
Am I being overruled?
Yes.
Okay. No, this has never happened. Oh, wow.
I concede the award. I don't want it.
I just won on the second ballot. Like Paul Ryan.
All right, then John is today's winner.
If that's why you won.
John, you win our hanging chads.
Hanging chads.
How about a song?
Yeah, how about the politics song?
The cover song?
That's
cover
the one.
Song? Cover song.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cover song about politics.
I even got the correct patch.
No, it's a song about politics called Cover Songs.
Oh, okay. I for a second I thought maybe you're going to be covering like Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire.
Oh God, no. Please.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Ready?
Wow.
That was too short. You have to do another one. That was great, though.
Yeah, I really, like, I would not want to, like, another verse.
I'd rather play it, like 20,000 beats faster than Margie likes it.
That was slower.
It was slower.
It was slower.
It was slower.
Yeah.
For book That's takes. Okay.
It's all right. It's cool.
I thought I was, like,
it was a little slow.
Well, since you're drunk, if you thought you were fast, it's perfect.
What was that again?
It wasn't bad.
What's the next song?
The next song will be Last Laugh.
Oh, okay. One and two.
Wait. Margie's not ready. She sat down.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize we were going right into the next one.
Right in.
Okay.
Music. Ready.
That was cool. Thanks. Things not supposed to happen like that.
No, that was absolutely the perfect way we wrote it.
Perfect, I guess.
Yeah, it was great, yeah.
Is this the sound of a beer?
What?
What?
Was that the sound of a beer? Is that what you said?
Yeah, is this house out of beer?
Oh.
That was my question earlier. And I never got an answer. I think we drank it all.
You drank all your beer?
No,
I the Olies. The Olies have been disseminated.
I've only had five.
So, well, while the intern goes to hunt for a beer, what's next for Roxy Collie? What's on the horizon? You got any shows booked coming?
Yeah, we do. On May 6th, we're going to play a show with Stabby Unicorn.
Wait, is that confirmed? I don't think so.
That's not confirmed yet, so let's not do that one.
What about the week after that?
A couple weeks after that.
We're doing Mary Anarchy.
Hey, I know about that show. That'll be exciting. What day are you guys
that's
on?
That's May 20th.
We're on Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
Friday?
Yeah.
Cool.
At 7 p.m., I think.
Same day as Princess Bombs.
Yeah.
Nice. A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Not all kinds of color bombs.
People. Different colors of people. I mean, it's a rainbow.
Yeah, it's a rainbow of love. For Kula Dunn, our Hawaiian friend.
Wasn't that's our first show the last Mary Anarchy?
Yes.
Isn't that where we got our start?
Nice. Very auspicious for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Reno tradition. A lot of bands' first show is Mary Anarchy.
Yeah. That's true.
And look at how many of them are still together today.
Like four.
that's more than I would have guessed.
I forgot.
Yeah. We're doing pretty good.
Lighter Thief.
We did the Winter Ball.
Lighter Thief counts, and so does Princess Bomb, so that's two right there.
Yeah.
Rick? I thought maybe you'd have some snarky.
Something
comment.
To chime in or a button to press.
Oh, I was waiting. I was thinking about.
Like your mom.
Like they stay together, but then I thought, no, that's not good enough. And then I was just spacing off.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Are you tired, Rick?
We're coming in to record.
You look
with
tired.
Rick.
Maybe.
Yes, Roxy Cully.
That's an excellent point.
Oh my God.
Maybe the intern should give you a massage.
A foot massage.
I would really like that.
Back massage.
Yeah, we'll be back here in a week or something.
Yeah.
In a couple
days. Oh, really?
Yeah, we're making a demo. Yeah. And,
our demo. Yeah, we're excited about that.
We're incredibly excited about that.
Is there frog noises?
We're incredibly excited, too.
I thought that was your patch.
Do you not have a pet frog?
I think they're real frogs.
No. I think those are frogs.
Maybe if you play your patch to the frogs, they'll
maybe they did hear that.
Are those crickets or frogs?
I have crickets. I don't have frogs. If I had a frog patch,
I need
I'd play
those
it.
Crickets to put in my soundboard.
That's funny.
Instead of the gusty wind.
We already steal enough stuff from like old Don and Mike show, though.
It's funny. That's
but
why we
Don,
do it.
Don said if we steal it again, you're stealing twice. It's fine.
Shame on you. You're stealing twice.
Oh, the intern has reported back there's no beer.
There is no beer. Well, make him give you a massage now.
I would. He said you have to massage me now.
Let's see.
Sorry, Steve.
Shoulders.
Shoulders.
Like
seven dudes here.
Because Rick really wanted a beer, and he's so disappointed now.
You know, it's funny. It doesn't bother me that it's all guys. I don't know why.
I can't imagine why you would have
a lady
guys.
Here.
What is it? Hey, lady.
I don't know if you've seen Margie
very
lately.
Beautiful
but.
Lady here.
Oh, thanks. So kind.
So, there are events happening this weekend all around Reno that you guys should check out. I'll tell you what they are just as soon as I look at my phone. Fuck!
Like our Facebook
Rory, you
page.
You fucking retarded douchebag.
Yeah, shut up.
Like Roxy Cully's
hey,
Facebook
hey, where's your
page.
Career, old man?
Oh, yeah, we're on Facebook.
And we'll be out there with our demos.
Do you need to spell Roxy Cully?
Yeah. It's R-O-X-X-Y-C-O-L-L-I-E.
So it's a little different than you might expect.
It's true.
Here on Thursday night, there's an art walk. There's some sort of metal show.
Both of these things happen every
weekend.
There's
a metal show. There's a punk show. There's a hip-hop show.
Well, at Jub Jub's Perpetual Dementia with Ostracized, Residual Darkness, and Nevermute, a recent guest of the show.
I only know.
Right on.
Yeah, Ostracized.
On Friday, we've got Walkaway Alphas, the Archon, Save Us from the Archon, Angel Vivaldi, a metal show, and that'll be at PB&J's on Friday night.
It's a metal weekend in Reno.
However, also, Friday and Saturday night, Bohemian Burlesque presents The Nerdlesque.
Oh, yeah.
It is a nerd-themed burlesque show with costumes from all your favorite sci-fi and dorkness. It's kind of boner-inducing. There's also It's Funny with Jenny Pez Dispenser at the Potentialist Workshop on Saturday night.
Ooh, fun.
It's a single woman show of hopefully not just the duck punch joke.
I have one.
Yeah.
My friend Rick Bullis is directing over at TMCC, and they're doing Green Day's American Idiot this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. I think this is the opening. Or Friday and Saturday is the opening this weekend.
Cool.
And it's running a few weeks. It's the real Broadway production. They have a real band doing the whole thing. And I'm going to go. I'm going to go see that one night.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Saturday night, we've also got Utility Players. Season 11, last four shows, begins this weekend. And Reno Noise Night at the Holland Project.
Oh,
featuring Onosis.
Ognone.
And Rose in the Alpha Wave State and JQ Beats.
Damn.
So,
like, dude, that's going to be awesome.
Noise fest?
Yeah, so it's
just really
like,
cool. It's ambient.
Like swirling ambient noise. And seriously, some people brought a puzzle and just sat and put the puzzle together.
Or played
while
chess.
Played. And some people just lay down on the ground. It's like really super loud meditation.
And some kids sat outside and smoked cloves and like thought that it all really mattered.
That was me from like 90 to 93.
Oh, also Saturday we have Yuri's Night at PB&J's.
Oh,
Yuri's
yeah.
Night,
and this
the perennial
awesomeness.
Bowie-themed Yuri's Night, yeah.
I get invited to that. I think I might take Mikey to that just to get weird.
Yeah, get weird.
Get weird with it.
So, a lot of really cool shit happening in Reno, as always. And you guys should go check it out, as always. What are you still listening to this show for? Turn this off. No, don't listen. Don't turn this off yet.
We're going
to
play some more music.
We're going to have some more music, but before the end of the show, I would just like to say, for the Lord Strice, Dogwater Dick, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, all the interns, Roxy Colley, and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd, life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. We'll be right back.
like all the rest of the common dykes in this town.
Dog Water Studios.
You let riffraff in and they bring the neighborhood down every time.
Welcome.